I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries.
This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking about science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM.
My name is Tom Burnworth, and I am the executive director here at Sylvania STEM Center.
The Sylvania STEM Center, in a nutshell, is robotics for kids. It started about 10 years ago, when Tom's wife, Crystal, went looking for extracurricular activities for their two sons.
When my wife said that she found FIRST, I mean, my initial reaction was, well, you're an English teacher. You don't know anything about robotics. You know, how are you going to, you know, how are we going to do this? She's like, well, I'll figure it out. And I'll be darned, that's what she did.
FIRST is a competitive robotics league that uses Legos for material. So Crystal reached out to the FIRST Lego League programs, wrote a few grants, and with her and Tom together, they both created two robotics teams in their basement.
Pretty much just our friends and their kids. You know, that first year, the teams that we had, they didn't do very well. We didn't know what we didn't know. And so they went into that first tournament and essentially got crushed. But we had really motivated kids, and that didn't sit well with them. So over that next summer, they took classes on how to program robots, how to put together a project, all these different things. And then when they came back the next season, they were very, very successful. You know, a year ago, they came back and won everything that they could, made it all the way to the state competition and competed there.
As those first teams became successful, more parents wanted their kids involved. So Crystal and Tom started a robotics team in every single elementary school in Sylvania. But with multiple teams in multiple locations, Tom found that certain teams flourished while certain teams didn't. So the idea then became, well, why can't we all train together under one space?
We could bring all the teams in and all the kids in, and every kid could have the same good experience that our kids were having. And so that's what we did. We rented a place and brought all the teams in, and instantly they were more successful and happy, and coaches were happy, and you know, it just continued to grow.
Having one individual space also meant that the program didn't have to be connected with a specific school. So now students outside of the Sylvania elementary school system could participate. And you may be wondering, as I did, what it looks like to participate in a robotics team.
We have robotics programs from first grade all the way up to 12th grade. Our youngest teams, our first through third graders, they start with a little Lego WeDo robot, it's called. And it's very basic, one motor, couple of sensors. They're just learning how things work together. They're using some drag and drop programming on a tablet, just getting their feet wet and just getting that basic understanding.
Fourth through eighth grade is when it truly gets competitive. They're still using a Lego robot, but it's a little more complex.
It has a wide variety of sensors. It has color sensors, gyro, ultrasonic, touch, can run four motors, and they have to build it to complete these missions out on this field. So they have to build it however they think is best. Then they have to program it to run out there autonomously and complete as many missions as possible in 2.5 minutes for the most amount of points, and that's one part of the competition.
The other part is called innovation. And every year has a different theme. Themes like water, space, cargo. Teams have to identify a real-world problem and then develop a solution.
They have to share with experts. They have to develop a prototype, learn how would this be manufactured if it went into production, what's the cost, things like that, and then present that to the judges.
The third criteria for judging is core values. Basically, how well a team works together, but also their impact on their local community.
So it really brings in that, for lack of a better saying, you know, you could be the smartest person in the world, but if nobody can work with you, it's worthless. So it helps bring that forward and learn those soft skills.
Sylvania STEM also has programming for 7th and 8th graders, where they finally graduate from using Legos to full aluminum robots. But regardless of what material is used or what grade these kids are in, Tom gets to see valuable lessons learned by these young students.
It's about them learning that problem-solving process. Just because they hit that roadblock, that's not a reason to stop. You know, keep moving and keep exploring. and until you find a solution that, that works for you. You know, one of the biggest things for me is when I'm working with a kid or working with the team, and you know, we're working on a problem, and then all of a sudden you can see that light bulb goes off, and they're like, I got it, and you can see them light up, and they understand it, and they have a solution, and that kind of like the I got it, or their eureka moment, you know, and you can see it in their face when it happens. You know, it's almost a physical thing, and to watch kids get that and watch that happen, that's one of the best parts about what I do.
But this job still is a complete surprise to Tom, who with a background in construction never thought and dreamed that all those years ago, those 15 students would eventually turn into the Sylvania STEM Center with over 3,200 students enrolled and still growing. It's a surprise success story, but one Tom is happy to have, and I'm sure the community is as well. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.